You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita McGee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, and 100.7. We are heard all over the world, Ellen.
We are on SitaMediaInc.com. That's our website. So all of our shows for the last 10 years. Can you believe it's been 10 years, Sita? 10 years.
Unbelievable.
Two guests a week. Add it up, folks. There's lots of great information of all of our unscripted, fun, intelligent shows that we've had for all the folks in Brevard County.
Yeah, we sit here every week, I and Samantha and Paul, and we talk to people about a book, a product, a service, a nonprofit. Maybe somebody wants to add something to science, to the environment.
That's right.
They want to talk about the elderly growing old with assistance, whatever it is. Our show gives people a platform to sit here and talk about what we call kitchen table topics.
That's right. And we also have Facebook pages, so all of our posts and all of our information is also shared on Facebook as well. So thank you so much for all of the great years of great guests.
Thank you.
And today is no different.
Thank you very much. Well, for our listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, we have an action-packed show today. We've got Laura Kutrub, who's here. I hope I said your name correctly. I do tend to mix it up. And Laura and I have been friends for a very long time. And people see us together sometimes, and sometimes they don't. And I'll hear about stuff when I attend events in town, because Laura and I love to take pictures. Mm-hmm. We like to document our life. What's wrong with that?
That's right.
Right? So Laura's going to be talking the first segment about the Humane Society and this big fundraiser that she is in charge of, actually, and all her sponsors and all that, the first segment. Our second segment, my friend Angela Shackelford is here, which I'm so proud of you, Angela. She's here to talk about her business, Elite Choice Companion Care, which specializes in providing in-home assistance for seniors who are facing dementia, Alzheimer's, and declining health. So, Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And Angela, welcome.
Thank you.
And you brought a guest with you.
I did.
And you want to share with our listening audience who he is?
My husband, D'Artagnan.
Well, you know what?
Or D.
You have a good team. Teamwork is what makes everything happen.
Yes,
right?
Most definitely.
Like Ellen says, it's a dream work. And today, the only thing I have to say to our listeners today is we're seeing so much stuff being said on social media and on the web, and people are saying things to each other that are not really nice. And I just want to say, if we wanted to create an America that works for all, we need to change the narrative in order to bring everyone together and make us whole and restore the goodness in human beings. We need to change our behaviors towards each other. And I think that's needed to be said today, because, you know, we're watching what happened in Surfside in Miami. And, you know, some people go to bed at night and they don't say their prayers. And my mother was one of those. Doesn't matter which faith you have. You have to thank God when you go to bed, because you want to wake up the next day. And so we're all watching that play out, and our heart is breaking for the families left behind. But for those of us who are left on planet Earth, we should learn and try to live a better life. Correct?
Correct.
For whatever we can do. So Laura, we're going to start off our segment with you. And first, I don't want to read your entire bio, because you've done a lot of stuff. So just tell our listeners a little bit how you ended up in Brevard County, Florida, married with children, and now like the top volunteer in Brevard.
So I ended up in Merritt Island. I met my husband on a blind date, and then I started teaching in Brevard County. We got married, we had three kids, not exactly in that order. And then
nobody's counting. Nobody's counting.
And then I've been involved with many of the charitable organizations. in this area.
And you guys are a striking couple, by the way.
Oh,
like, you never get old.
I try.
The king and queen at a prom.
It right. takes quite the effort, but thank you.
Well, you do give back a lot to us here in Brevard. And I think anyone who has time, they should listen to today's show, whether you're working outside of the home or you're home and you could give a couple of hours here and there. People should volunteer. So tell us about Tuxes and Tails. And I mean, it is an animal project.
Yeah, it's an animal project that's been going on for about 10 years. And it's wonderful. You can bring your pet with it. I think there's a little extra charge if you want to bring your pet. And they usually have adoptable pets at the venue.
And this event is put on by sponsors, correct?
Correct. And it's on August 28th at 5:30 p.m. And it is there are platinum sponsors. This year we have Melinda Lee, best-selling author. John's Fine Jewelry. It's located in Cocoa Village. Subaru of Melbourne, the historical Cocoa Playhouse. We have some Gold Paw sponsors. Mindy and Company of Light Rock 99.3. Absolutely fabulous event rentals. Victoria Casino Cruises. Diamond Paws, Rock Solid Rocks LLC. And we have a Silver Paw sponsor, Tom and Susie Wasden, and we all know that Susie Wasden usually works the red carpet, introduces everybody, and she asks you what kind of a style you got going on.
So here's the thing. What are people wearing?
Versace. No. Walmart. You know, a little combination is what I do.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's going to be fun. It's going to have an actual red carpet.
Yeah, an actual red carpet with an introducer, which will be Susie Wasden.
And the thing is, it's such a popular date, Ellen. Like, there's so many things happening on August 28th.
Yes.
That one has to really pick and choose which event to attend.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I've got something in Orlando that same day, so I already bought my ticket. But so, it's a toss-up right now, Laura, but still, I already have my ticket. So, I mean, I want to
attend. Split time.
So, here's the thing. How much are the tickets, and how can someone get one for the event?
Yep. So, you can go and get your tickets on the website at www.brevardhumanesociety.org. So again, it's www.brevardhumanesociety.org. The tickets are $100 for a single ticket. And then we have a deal, $150 for a couple, $1,600 for 8 people, $2,000 for 10 people, and there's a VIP, so they will hold a table for you with your name on it.
You know what gets me sometimes? People will buy an entire table, and then you show up, and there's nobody at the table.
I'm like,
that's a lot of money to just not show up. Why didn't you just tell your neighbors and friends if you're not going to use it? Because the food goes to waste too. Because you know, everything goes on the table. So, so what will one expect at this red carpet gala?
So there will be an incredible silent auction, which is something that the people who are not going to be there would miss. Right? There's some inexpensive vacation rentals that will be going up. There'll be jewelry. So it's a black tie event, so make sure to wear your Sunday best. There'll be live entertainment with a live band, cocktails, a beautiful buffet, and there'll be the best part of all, the live auction with Sheriff Wayne Ivey, our longtime friend, right, Sita?
There's a backstory.
There's always a backstory. You don't want to know. Yeah. But he is a great friend and a great help.
It's amazing that, you know, we've known him for so long, and we just know him as Sheriff Ivey, our friend.
Sheriff Ivey, the comedian and the charitable guy.
Yeah,
right. And so, now you're also having a live auction for jewelry? Or is it just someone is giving a prize away?
The live auction is for other things that have been donated. Hopefully the sheriff's going to auction off some of his ride-alongs, but I don't know the story to that yet. Yeah. John's Fine Jewelry has a raffle, and those tickets are being sold on the website right now, and it's going to sell out. Each ticket is $50, and with each ticket you get a box of jewelry with something special in it. And then one box is going to have a $500 gift certificate to use at his store.
Very exciting. And, of course, it's also to support the Brevard Humane Society, correct? They've
been
around since 1952 right here in Brevard County. And they serve Brevard's homeless animals. So it's all of, if you're looking to adopt an animal, that's a great place to go. And if you can't go to the Tuxes and Tails event, just keep in mind that there's other ways that you can share with our furry friends and with our folks here at Brevard Humane Society.
And you could hit that donate button right there on the website.
You can, that's right. They have supplies that they're always needing supplies and help and volunteers and so forth. So make sure if Tuxes and Tails is not the event that you're able to go to, make sure you reach out to the Brevard Humane Society.
Right. And one of the nice things about the Humane Society, too, when you get a pet from there, they do check them medically. So
veterinarian services, and they have chapel services.
Right. And if it's $45 or $50 or $75, and it really goes to a really good cause, because as much as people adopt, there's more people coming the next day with animals that don't have a home. And, you know, I thought about the pets in that rubble in Miami, and my heart broke, you know, because I was like, you know, the people who are there, we don't know what happened to those pets, too.
Right. Well, and you understand, too, that when there is a natural disaster, much like there was the floods in San Antonio and so forth, like the Brevard Humane Society actually went to the no-kill shelters in Texas and picked up dogs and cats so that they could be rehomed and not be a victim just because they were a victim of another natural disaster. So mm-hmm. Yeah. They do a lot of great work, and unfortunately it's a lot of volunteers, you know. I mean, there's just not a whole lot of money to fund.
And we all know, as we get older, these furry friends make us so happy. Mm-hmm. I just read a study where the elderly, if they have a pet, it helps them with their depression, it helps them with their hypertension, it helps them with their appetite, it gives them something to look forward to, it keeps them busy.
Yeah,
it keeps them busy. And so when you're young and you have your children and you're running around with the carpool and the soccer practice and everything, but as soon as you start slowing down, these pets really become your family, right?
Absolutely.
And then some of the elderly, as they get ill as well, Angela, you might attest to this, they have to give up their pets too.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can't care for them.
Yeah.
Right? Especially people in hospice and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to look out for furry friends, no matter where they come from, right? Mm-hmm. So Laura, tell our listeners a little bit about, as Mrs. Florida Classic, you are not only chairing this event and helping like you've done all these years, but you're also competing for this title. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with this Mrs. Florida Classic and all the stuff you're doing to compete. And by the way, you look great.
Oh, thank you so much. So after all these years of doing all these pageants, I finally come to the big one, Mrs. Florida Classic Universe. It's going to be in Las Vegas, and it's going to be July 17th through the 23rd. It'll be at the Orleans Hotel. The competition is going to celebrate life. It celebrates community empowerment through the contestant. We're going to talk about our individual journey, our internal beauty, women supporting women in a heartfelt sisterhood, and our extraordinary diversity, which we know all about, right, Sita?
Yes, we do.
We can be best friends no matter what.
That's right. And usually people who compete in these pageants, they have a platform. So
yes.
What is your platform, and what are you talking about when you walk across for that few minutes?
So my empowerment is, I'm using myself to empower others, and how I'm going to be doing that with Pure Water for the World. So I have traveled to Guatemala, Honduras, and Colombia, and brought water and helped teach individuals and families how to keep sanitized.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, how do you get your family to go along with you leaving the house and doing all this stuff? Because I know,
like, as Sita breaks out a pen, down all these notes.
Yeah, because like, it's nice, right? But like, my husband doesn't mind like what I do all day, but come the evening time, that hour for Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, we're old. We gotta watch it, right? So how do you get Mr. Kutrub, the eye doctor,
we get to
agree?
Do what we want to do. So he'll do his fishing, and I do my traveling, and then he'll be coming up for half of the pageant.
Yeah. Well, it's called giving each other space.
That's true.
Right, and the whole
and
town. Right, and the whole town knows I do get a lot of space. My husband is very good about, you know, letting me, but understanding that I enjoy dancing, going out with my friends, promoting the show, marketing. I mean, people complain that if they open a business, it's not doing well. Well, Ellen taught me a long time ago that when you open a business, you have to market it. You can't sit at home and expect things to come in the home. You have to go out there. And I think that's when your spouse has to be supportive, and your friends and your children, that you're going to take your talents, gifts, and abilities, Marty Ward. And turn it into
God
something.
Rest her soul.
God rest her soul. Turn it into passion. Take your passion and turn it into profit.
Right.
So what do you say to people who, you know, they wanted something, but they're not working for it? How do you keep it all together?
So you just encourage them to do with the, you know, to do their best.
Yeah.
And to go forward and make sure that they have all of the support that they need.
Right. And you're a good role model as well, Laura, not just for the woman in Brevard and the people you're competing against, but for your children. We are seeing these girls blossom, and they're doing their own thing now. I remember when they were so little, and now you were saying one is doing makeup?
It's just a hobby.
Yeah, but you never know. She might turn that into profit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she has a YouTube channel. She studied abroad in Taiwan. She got accepted into the College of Shanghai for August, but they're closed right now due to... You know what?
Yeah. We're not saying it.
Yeah. The other one's graduating soon with a degree in psychology, and the little baby is just going to start college in the fall.
Unbelievable. I remember going to Laura's house once, and they were so little. And they never liked pictures. I remember when they were little, Laura was asking them to come for a picture. They weren't coming.
I think they're still like that, unless they're the ones taking the pictures.
Yes. Yeah. So what else do you do in your free time besides volunteering here? And a shout out to our friend Susie Weston as well. She has given so much to Brevard, her and Tom.
She is one of the most charitable people in our county as well.
She was
a nice role model for me growing up in this community as an adult. And, you know.
Yeah, she kind of passed the torch on to... You and I and more people in this town that are now doing
absolutely that.
You can't do everything. You have to pick and choose which events to support and which charities to support. But boy, Brevard County is very giving. We are very giving in this county.
But your calendar truly tells you what your priorities are. You know, that's how I've always looked at it. Show me your calendar and I'll tell you what you're committed to.
Yeah.
If you're committed to family, you'll make the calendar time for family.
True.
If you're committed to certain events or certain organizations, you'll see that on your calendar. But it's all about being organized because, you know, people say all the time for you, Sita, right? How do you get so much done in a week?
I make every minute count.
You make every minute count.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, right. I actually scheduled 2 hours lunch with husband.
Yeah, see? He made it. He
and
made it
I'm like,
the list.
Ooh, he made it. And then I'll put Madison, 3 hours. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It really keeps you grounded when you schedule stuff because instead of wasting time, you know, you do it, right?
Right.
So you're in addition to being in the pageant and helping with this gala, you're also helping the Special Olympics. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, but I forgot to tell you that the four categories for the competition are going to be Ms. Universe, Mrs. Universe, Ms. Classic Universe, Mrs. Classic Universe. And you know what? It's going to be... televised live on Facebook on Wednesday, July 21st at 8:00 Vegas time. So if you want to see the live crowning, tune in on Facebook. And for more information, you can go to www.pageantuniverse.info.
Why did it say classic?
Shh, we don't talk about that. Classic is 45 years and older. And if you are interested in competing, you can definitely contact me.
Yeah, not me. I'm good. Yeah. But you know what it is, though? It's embracing your inner beauty, right? Because we get older, we get bolder, we get wiser, we have life experience. Our children don't even want to listen, but we want to share it with the world. I mean, my daughter will call and say the baby is having hiccups, and I'll say, you know, do this or do that Trinidadian style, old-fashioned. Oh, let me check with Google AMA and American Pediatric Association. Dude, we have experience. It's called life experience, right?
Absolutely.
So classic to me just means you're growing bolder and older and more beautiful.
Right.
Right?
You got the wisdom and then you got the empowerment from the things that you went through as a youngster.
Right, that's right. And so you're doing now the paddleboarding?
Yes. So one of the categories for the Special Olympics this year is paddleboarding. And I am out there every Thursday paddleboarding with these kids at 4:15 at Kiwanis Park. If you want to come out there, please do. So Special Olympics, if you didn't know it, it's a global organization. So they promote understanding and acceptance and inclusion among people with intellectual disabilities.
And where do you find the referrals to help people with Special Olympics? Do they call you or how do you hook up with all these things?
Well, I have mutual friends that were already participating and they gave me a call and asked me if I'd like to come out. So different members in the community, or if you go on Facebook, there are a lot of groups that you can join, and they'll let you know they need help.
So for somebody who can't swim like myself, who's had a pool for over 30 years, I'm in the shallow end.
Well, I know you would be perfect for the cheerleading. They have cheerleading. They have basketball.
Cheerleading.
And you can help carry out the paddle boards.
There you go.
So you got a little workout for you.
Yeah.
So this is the Kiwanis Park that's on 520.
It is.
Correct.
Right on
so
Merritt
right
Island.
There on Merritt Island.
You could
and
just
does
watch.
Somebody have to bring their own paddle board?
Oh,
or
that's
does
a
it...
good point. All the paddle boards are there. Everything that you need.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
And I'm thinking you probably have lifeguards and everything for safety for the for whoever's
Well, they team
joining.
Up. Every yeah. student is with a coach.
That's wonderful. So, Laura, we have about 3 minutes left. Anything you, any call to action, anything you want to tell us about more free time, what you're doing? And you're also selling real estate, too. How, oh. I mean, you're doing a lot of stuff.
My main thing there. There we go. Yeah. So, it's so funny. I will get involved. I did a tour last week. I was supposed to tell about myself, and I told all about the charitable things, and I forgot the money part about it, about what I do. So I am a sales associate with eXp. And in March, I actually sold almost $2 million in homes. And so I am a realtor that you can really put your trust in to help you.
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram, and I'm like, she's doing really fantastic. Because you weren't doing real estate before.
This I've been something... doing it for about a year and a half.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, but of course, the market is, you know, it's supply and demand, and the supply is low. And I am this trustworthy realtor. If you wanted to sell or list, I'm your girl.
Yeah, and she's making it, and you're making it to all these events. So I'm sure people are like kind of slipping you, saying, "Hey, you know,
yeah,
we're
gonna
be moving next year." Or,
but you know, you learn as you go out marketing in a community. You might be in an you might be attending an event with 100 people, or 150 or 50, but you really don't reach everybody unless you actually talk with them.
Right.
So you leave that room with maybe 3 or 4 solid contacts that you know you could count on for either coming on the show or maybe looking out for your business or whatever. Because people have the wrong idea. They feel like if they go to an event and they're overwhelmed because there's so many people, oh, I can't do it. But you're not supposed to go and talk to all 100 unless you're the guest speaker, right? You get your tail up and go and shake people's hands and say, "Hi, my name is Sita or Laura or Angelo, Ellen or whatever." And make yourself known, because people go there and they say, "Well, you know what? I didn't get anything out of it." Well, that's because you didn't market yourself.
You got to establish your relationship and perhaps make a point to make an
and
appointment
take pictures.
Outside. Yeah, take pictures.
That's right.
I get in trouble with the pictures, too.
Remember, it's all about being memorable, especially when you're in marketing. You know, when you're marketing yourself, make something memorable about yourself that people remember you. In my band, I play the ukulele, so they may not remember the band name, but they'll say it's the chick singer that plays the ukulele, right? So that's... You know, you find your way.
Right.
Find your way to make it.
So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with our friend Laura Kutrub, and she is sort of like the chairperson for the Humane Society, this big gala we're having on August 28th here in town. And the venue is where again?
The venue is at the Space Coast Convention Center.
That's the one off of 520.
Yes, right by I-95.
Right, and they have good food. And the tickets include... dinner, dancing, appetizers, and a good time. Dress up and come.
Yes, absolutely.
And all those good prizes.
So give us a website one more time, or the contact information if somebody wanted to attend and support this great cause for our furry friends.
Yes, make sure you go to www.brevardhumanesociety.org. Again, that's www.brevardhumanesociety.org.
Right. And if someone wants to buy or sell real estate with you with eXp, how do they get a hold of you?
They just need to go to Facebook and look up Laura Kutrub.
There you go.
And there I am.
Right. And for the people who are sitting at home and saying, "Oh, I don't want to buy a dress. I don't want to buy a pair of shoes. I don't want to dress up." You know what? You could go to the Humane Society's website and you could donate your time, energy, effort. You can send some money, and you can also drop off items for the furry friends as well. There's an address on the website.
That's right. So we're going to take a quick pause, and we're going to listen to some of our sponsors. I know, pause, get it, ha-ha. We're going to hear from our sponsors here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Portions of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is sponsored by the friends and family of Sita Begee, author of 18 Brothers and Sisters, and founder of Simply Sita Skincare, and these great sponsors. Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. Delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County and Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at Cloud9, that's Cloud number 9, furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture. When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 13 locations, including one in Volusia County. With so many MedFast Urgent Care centers, there is a MedFast near you. MedFast offers top quality care that is close by, and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. You just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MEDFAST, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MEDFAST. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today. Champion Home Healthcare, keeping your loved one happy, healthy, and at home. Available at 321-306-2551. Once again, 321-306-2551. Champion Home Healthcare is ACHC accredited and licensed, Medicare certified, and a TRICARE provider. Champion Home Healthcare, 306-2551.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here on AM 1510, WWBC, our four letters on our dial. We're on FM 94.7, 99.9 and 100.7.
And if you go to 1510wwbc.com, you can hit that on-demand button and get us live. Or you can get download all of our shows right from there, as well as our website, cedamediainc.com.
And our first segment was all about volunteering and giving back in the community.
That's right.
And even though Laura is as busy as she is, she makes the time. And I think everyone have that in them.
And she never seems like she's flying in on two wheels, like she's busy doing something else. You know, like there's a lot of people that are busy and they always seem like they're not present. Laura's always present in whatever event that she's at. It's like she's there and she's committed to it, and she spends the time really getting to know people.
Yeah.
So hats off to her, and we love her being our friend.
Right. And the good thing is that she's got a very supportive husband and partner, which is what's needed. She's got respect and trust, and it's wonderful watching them together do so much stuff for us in our community. So our second segment is with my friend Angela Shackelford. I like your name.
Thank you.
Easy to say. And we met a long time ago here and there, again, marketing in
town.
Oh,
yes.
And you were working with the Housing Authority back then.
Yep.
And then you decided to open your own business.
I did.
So tell our listeners, how was it to take that leap of faith and just say, you know what, I am going to open my own business, do all the research for it, and have a business plan and go for it?
It took me a while because, you know, anything that is kind of that you're trying to do that's different, it kind of, you need that extra push. And I was that person that kind of needed that extra push. But I am a woman of faith. And so I was just like, I prayed about it. I'm like, okay, God, let's do it. And so it definitely was a faith move, but it was a good move. I'm definitely thankful that I did take that time to be able to do something that I was passionate about.
And so you founded Elite Choice Companion Care, and you, it was founded in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a compassion for elderly,
mm-hmm.
for the elderly people. You're also a wife and a mother.
Yes.
And you have 20 years experience in the healthcare industry.
Yes.
So tell our listeners about some of the services that you offer and how someone could contact you.
So we offer transportation to doctor's appointments. We do light housekeeping. We do meal prep, medication reminders. We are a non-medical agency, so anything hands-off we can definitely assist with. If there's anybody out there in Radio Land that needs our services, you can reach out to us at 321-361-9999, or we're also located off of Sarno Road at 1600 Sarno Road, Suite 24.
So what, when you have a business, there's a guiding light that you have.
Yes.
Right? And you are a woman of faith,
mm-hmm.
but you also have certain rules and principles that you follow.
Yes.
So tell our listeners some of those that you follow, because, you know, people, whether it's a marriage or a business, people want someone they can trust,
mm-hmm.
and respect,
mm-hmm.
and they know when they pick up that phone and call you that you're a friend.
Yeah. I think for me, it's dedication. Dedication is, whether it's business, whether it's just life in general, if you're passionate about something, you're going to be dedicated to that. And my husband can tell you, like, my passion for the elderly, no matter how I try to stray away from it, I always would come right back to it. It was just something that I couldn't get away from. So it's like my dedication to it, and also being confident.
Yeah.
Because when you're starting a business, there's a million other companion care services out there. So I could have let fear set in and say, hey, you know, there's 20 million others. What is my business going to be a difference maker? Is there really a point in me? But it's like knowing that, you know, hey, if this is something that you're passionate about, go for it.
Well, you have to be your own best friend. You have to believe in what you're doing.
Right.
Right. Because, you know, for every belief that you have, and every thought that you have about your business doing well, there's somebody out there who's wishing that it doesn't.
Right. You're so
and
right.
There's negatives and positives.
You're so
and
right.
Ellen could take it from there. She's opened so many businesses.
Well, and it's just about having the confidence to
yeah.
be able to do what you're doing and the passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you realize that you have the passion, the profit comes.
Yes.
You know, as
yes.
long as you just stay logical about things.
And
unfortunately,
think
in that business, though, it's like emotional, too. Because
oh,
you
yeah.
get really attached, and that's the hard part with those types of businesses,
yes.
is to not let
right.
the logic and emotion mix.
And I think, too, understanding that we're human, you
yeah.
know, also. It's like my heart, I have a huge heart. People tell me my heart is almost too big because working in the healthcare industry for over 20 years, you meet different people and they tug at your heartstrings.
Right.
Like, you know, and it's so hard, especially having my own business now, you know, previously seeing people like that were turned away because they couldn't afford healthcare.
Right.
Or, you know, just the different things that you see. It's like, man, like, how can I be the difference maker? What can I do?
Right. And you have a lot of vision.
Mm-hmm.
You have you have a vision for the future. You want to take your business a little bit and do more things. You want to branch out. So tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends what you see for the future for Elite Compassion Care.
To me, I see, of course, as any business, I see expansion. But I also, like Loria previously said, I just finished real estate school, so I'm getting ready to take my state exam for real estate. So my heart is also for the homeless as well, not just those that have Alzheimer's, dementia, but just those that have a need in general. That's something that's kind of like big for me. So I see expansion. I see growth.
You can put it all together because you're looking at the holistic person.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at the person who actually basic needs.
Yeah.
Home. You know, a home, food, water, shelter,
yes,
healthcare,
yes,
you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But who inspired you to start your business?
I would have to say it would have been my mom. My mom, she had sarcoidosis of the brain. So she ended up one day collapsing. She had to have brain surgery. So it was a lot that me and my sisters and siblings had to do to care for my mom. And so I was actually in school at the time that she was sick, and so I ended up taking a semester off. My sister ended up working so we could kind of focus solely on her. But I would say that she was definitely my guiding light, you know, wanting to be able to provide the same services that I did for my mom for the community.
Yeah.
So.
And I think, like, when you do something from your heart, it's so much, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can have our radio show here.
Yeah.
Because whatever we say, it comes from our heart.
Mm-hmm.
We truly want to help the community.
Yes.
And the thing is, I can't do this from home. I need a place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it.
Yeah.
We advertise for people. We interview them. We help them sell their books, their products, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But it is a passion of mine.
Oh, yeah.
And I enjoy it. So we all have a message. My message is be your own best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you wake up is a great day.
Mm-hmm.
What is your message for people who are sitting at home and either want to open a business or maybe they want to take a leap of faith and do something, but they're not doing it. It's not getting done.
Mm-hmm. I would say don't stop. Don't give up. Don't allow fear to set in and be the driving force for you. You know, like Sita said before, get you a good support team. People that are going to push you. People that you can, not that are like you, but people that you can learn from. Me, my circle is a circle of thinkers.
Yeah, so mentors.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And that goes right into the next question, Miss Ellen, when all three of us could answer that. I'm like, what is the best advice you ever got, Elle?
As far as opening up a business
goes? just best advice in general. I mean, there's always one person that stands out that told you something that it stuck with you all your life.
Surround yourself with resources, and there's always resources that are around. And if
or
you
positive
don't,
people.
And if you haven't found the resources, then you need to keep looking, because there's no reason in the world why anyone should stop you from doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of just a lack of resources. That's
right.
All it is. Sometimes people think it's money. It's not always money.
Everything.
It's sometimes it's just the resource of the person who you find out can help you find out where the money is.
True. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's not like it's not always a handout. It's a hand up.
Yeah.
And when you get your hand up, you got to give it back.
Exactly.
That's right.
You
got
to give it back to
somebody
else.
And your best advice, I'm sure somebody gave you some best advice along the way.
To me, my best advice that I have been given is to not stop. Like, when I first started my business, there were so many things that I could, what if I can just be transparent, that went wrong. And so I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do this. Maybe it's just not meant for me. But they're like, no, use that as a lesson and don't stop. Keep going. Just look forward. You're going to mess up. You're human. You're going to make mistakes. But don't give up.
Well, yeah. And I've been writing this off lately on Facebook. We all learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
We learn from history,
mm-hmm.
education, life experiences. And hell yeah, we learn from
bad
mistakes too.
Yes.
But you know what we also learn from? Forgiveness.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We have to forgive ourselves in order to move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I know my best advice I ever got was, I think I remember talking to my dad once when I was about 8 or 9, and something was happening in our town, Christmas treats, and a lot of people were going, and we weren't very wealthy, so we didn't have the right shoes and clothes and whatever. And my dad said, whenever you walk into a building or place or anywhere, hold your head up high as though you belong.
Yeah.
You belong. Mm-hmm. And I think those two words, you belong, resonated with me all my life. Mm-hmm. In other words, you belong on this earth. Mm-hmm. And no one should take that away from you.
And I think it's also important, like you were saying, that you belong, is to embrace your own uniqueness.
Right.
We all were made different. Nobody was made the same, but it doesn't mean that, you know, that you're no different than I am. We
That's
may have
right.
the same business, just different approaches.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And you know, like, we're watching now where healthcare is such a need.
Yeah.
So in your business, you see a lot of people that probably can get Medicaid, or maybe people that have a lot of money, they can write a check, mm-hmm. but then you see the middle class suffering.
Yeah.
So if you could change anything in the industry with the elderly and needing care and services and transportation and whatever, what would it be? I mean, besides education,
right.
we need to educate people.
Right.
But what would it be that you have to tell the layperson out there, like, hey, slow down a bit because I know this and you don't, and I'd like to change it?
Mm-hmm. I think for me, just being patient, I think everyone's situation is different. I've seen people that have been turned away because they can't afford, you know, insurance. They can't afford the services. So me, I think for my business, it's important for me to make it affordable. And for my frontline, which are my caregivers, I call them my frontline, to make sure that they are compassionate and they, because, you know, you have patients that may are rude or may have a bad day.
An attitude.
Yeah. Mm. Like, what is the root of their attitude? It could be, okay, I have all these bills and I can't really afford the services that I need. So Elite Choices is the agency that we're looking at it as a whole. You know, yes, we have certain price brackets, but we want it affordable.
Yeah.
So we look at different income. We look at different, you know, different aspects that, okay, so they can still have the service that they need and still be able to flourish.
Right. And what about the forms to fill out? Do you help people? Because some people can qualify for Medicaid. Some people have health insurance. Some people have long-term care insurance. Mm-hmm. But that thing about filling out their forms,
yeah.
people are so scared about filling out those forms.
Because they don't want to do something wrong.
Yeah. So would you, when you do your intake, do you help them with that?
So that is not something that we assist with, but we do have resources out there for mm-hmm. someone that can assist with that, if that's, you know, what is needed. But yes, we definitely have resources.
Right. And so lead us through, let's say somebody calls you and they say, my dad fell down and broke his hip and he's incapable, he's unable to take care of himself. Tell us what your agency will do from that point.
So, of course, we do an intake. We go out, we do an in-home assessment just to see exactly what is needed. Again, we're hands-off, non-medical. But we try to see what we can do to cause, you know, to have relief for that family. It could be my son has to go out of town or something and we're there for a week. You know, whatever the family needs that's on a non-medical basis, we pretty much can provide that service.
Yeah, and is it from like 4 hours to a week? I mean, what is a minimum that someone can use your services for?
Minimum is 3 hours.
3 hours.
Three-hour minimum.
And that includes transportation. Do you also do meal prep and
yes,
all
we
that
do
stuff?
Meal prep. We also even do like, say we have a family that's out of town and they have to, unfortunately, make that tough decision to place their family in a home. We help with transitional care for them. So if they're the family member, let's say, is going to Market Street or somewhere, we'll be with them for the first 2 or 3 weeks, to help them make that transition, and then we'll pull out. So we offer
yeah.
temporary services as well.
Yeah, because, you know, like a lot of people, they have to work.
Oh, yeah.
And they're taking care of their elderly mm-hmm. parents, right? And so maybe somebody needs to take somebody to a hairdresser.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody needs to take them grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Because how much does an elderly person need? If you're able to take care of yourself, but you can't drive, mm-hmm. your service is perfect,
mm-hmm.
right?
I had a client a couple of years ago, and her mom, she was the sweetest person ever, but it began to weigh on the daughter taking care of her. So our agency came in to assist, and it, just as simple as, you know, when we arrived, she went to go to the movies and out to dinner. That was like a huge, it was only for 2 hours, but that was like a huge
a break
for her.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you know, giving call the family
a caregiver break.
Yes.
So what do you need for your agency right now? Do you have enough? Do you need nurses, nurses aides, home care helpers? What What kind of people are you looking for? Because in order to expand and mm-hmm. grow, you need people to work for you.
Right. Right. Now, we do have a great need for caregivers. You don't, because we're non-medical, you don't necessarily have to have a license. I do require that you do have a background check and, of course, insurance just in case. But we're willing to offer training if it's somebody that's like, hey, I don't know if this is what I want to do. Me as an administrator, my clients call me crazy, but because I was a home health aide and a CNA out there, I like that one-on-one. I will go for like the first week. I'll take care of my client just so I can tell my caregiver, hey, this is what this client is like, you know, versus getting like that secondhand, hey. So I like to be in and, you know,
upfront and personal,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I love that about my clients.
Well, the thing is, and everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody's, and do you have like a care plan that you make on the person?
Yes.
So that anybody who comes in can help,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
And I bet you have some people who are just lonely.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I think we've done a show on this, Ellen, before about loneliness in America. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, people get jobs in other states mm-hmm. and they've got to go. And they've got to leave mom and dad behind. And Mr. Old Age is coming, no matter who you are.
Yes.
Mr. Death is coming. Mr. Old Age is coming. And sickness is moving in, right?
Yeah.
So when you find people who are like, you know what, they're by themselves. Mm-hmm. And so you offer services where someone could go and maybe play a game of bridge with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how your staff, are they trained to go in and say, well, listen, you know what? Let me do this with you, take you for a walk, you know, some things like that.
What we try to do is at the in-home assessment, we find out what their interests are, like what they like. And then that way when the caregiver goes in, they have an idea, okay, hey, this person loves bingo. This person loves to sit on the water. This person loves to go to the movies. So we kind of base it
coordinate
on what their needs are.
You coordinate the care. And, you know, the other thing is, so I've always said, like, all the main pharmacies should have labels that are a little bit bigger.
Oh, yes.
Because people are losing their hearing, losing their sight, and then you have a bottle with the drugs, and the label is this little.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you probably help. Do you have to help with medication management? Of course, they can't administer it, but they can help put it in the little things for them.
So we can't necessarily put it in there for them, but we do, we can guide them, you know, as far as like, you know, filling their bottles and then the medication reminders. We can do that for them.
So for our listeners who are tuning in today, we're speaking with Angela Shackelford, and she is the administrator of her own nursing agency called Elite Choice Companion Care. And what I like about it is it's companion and compassionate care.
Yeah.
And you founded this business in 2016 out of compassion for the elderly. So how do you balance your business with being a wife and a mother and having your husband help as well? How do you fit all that in?
So me, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm also a grandmother. I also,
no.
Yes, I have an
eight, I can't believe it.
Yes, I have an 8-month-old granddaughter.
Where did that come from?
Yes. 8-month-old granddaughter and 4-month-old grandson. So it definitely takes balance and time management. But I think, like I said, having a great support system, my mom, my sisters, my brothers. My children are older, so they've already graduated high school. So I have an 8 and 10-year-old. So I kind of balance it the best way I can, but me, I love doing my passion. So I believe in multiple streams of income. I have real estate, I have home care, I have my jewelry business, and I'm looking to do
jewelry.
More.
Oh my God, yes. She gave us
the
most beautiful.
She brought you some presents.
It is.
Yes.
You'll have to show off later.
Yeah. So during COVID, how did you cope? Because a lot of people, you couldn't go into their homes to take care of them.
Yeah.
So on these poor folks. Some of them don't even have broadband to stay connected to the internet. So it must have been very challenging.
It was extremely, extremely challenging, especially for the older crowd. When change comes in, everyone is not so welcoming of it.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, we did the best we could. You know, we, our caregivers were patient, and we just
you do what you have to do.
Yeah, you do.
What about the, there are so many agencies in town that partner with agencies such as yours, like Meals on Wheels and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell our listeners a little bit about the people you partner with to give your clients all the needs that they need, you know, to be healthy until God knows what happens.
Yeah, now Meals on Wheels is one that's big. Aging Matters is one that is big for our clients. And like I said, we do it based on need, and our caregivers, you know, they do their own assessment. So if it is something wherein, like, you know, you may have a client that can't cook, you know, of course, we'll set up Meals on Wheels for them. Any resources that are out there, we have the Sharing Center. They may need clothes, you know, we partner. We're not biased. We partner with any and everybody that can help be an assistance to our
right.
clients.
And what is the age group of the clients that you take care of?
Mainly 60 and over. So I am working on getting a contract for ADP, working with children with autism. My 8-year-old actually has autism, so that's kind of like near and dear to my heart. So we will in the future be working with the younger crowd as well. But normally,
yeah, but you have first-hand experience with that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so
yes.
You'll be able to help.
Oh, yes.
And so we know that a lot of people open businesses, and mm-hmm. a lot of businesses fail.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think made your business stand out?
I think for me, dedication. Just like I said, keep boots to the ground, marketing, making sure I'm out there, my face is, you know, is seen. Things are not, in the beginning, weren't perfect, but thank God they're moving to a different direction now. So I think it's just a matter of just taking it one day at a time.
I bet, Ellen, you like what she said when she said steady stream of income.
Multiple steady streams of income.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because that's the thing. People don't understand that. I mean, it really doesn't take much to follow up with your steady mm-hmm. stream of incomes,
mm-hmm.
right? Like me, I have my nursing job. I have this. I have other things that I do as well. But I think the key to doing what you do and enjoying it is you have to make it work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect the model for someone else to work for you.
Right.
Right? Because everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you interact with the public, how you face yeah. challenges and tribulations mm-hmm. is different, right?
And I think, too, with, you know, honing on the multiple strings of income, I think as long as you have a heart, the money will come. Like, some people, they put, like, okay, money, I got this business because I got to make money. I got to do this. But, no, where's your heart? Like, if you don't have a heart and a passion for it, then...
Yeah. And so give our listeners on Viewpoint with Cedar and Friends your website and how they could contact you to hear about all the awesome services that your agency offers.
Sure. So our website is www.elitechoicecompanioncare.com. If you're in need of services, you can reach out to us at 321-361-9999.
What's the longest time period you've had a patient or resident or client on your services?
Probably about 3 to 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
And do they qualify for Medicaid? Does Medicaid help with some of this payment that they have to pay?
Not for this particular client. Thank God they, you know, they are very fortunate.
So, yeah, I'll yeah, say yeah. That. So, they got a little
yeah.
change.
Yeah. Yeah.
But people do. But people do qualify. Medicaid
yes.
will pick up the tab and help
yes.
sometimes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because you know that's the thing with people growing older. If they don't have family and they don't have a little change in the bank.
Yeah.
It's like, who's going to help? And they need the help.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them prefer to grow old gracefully in their own homes than be in an institution.
Yeah.
Because, yes. I mean, you're watching the same TV, you're sitting in the same couch, you've got your
space.
Little garden.
You don't have your
right.
own, you know.
And you probably hear that a lot. Are people so fearful, right, of leaving their homes?
Oh, yes. Very, very. We'll fight tooth and nail, but sometimes, unfortunately, families have to make that decision to make that transition. But for me, I try to keep it as normal, you know, as possible for them. Keep them home.
Yeah.
So what are the general, so basically your services are by the hour?
Yes.
And then you have a minimum, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, does somebody get care 5 days a week? Do you have some clients that are getting 5, 7
yeah.
days
some
a week?
Yeah, some 5, some 2. I mean, it just depends on the need of the client.
Yeah, she'll make a care plan, like what they need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dressing, grooming, transportation, maybe assistance
with meals.
And it
may be one person that may not need 5 days a week. They just need a ride to a doctor's appointment one day. We can do that as well. We do a la carte too.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, the services, you're not, it's
so
not a contract.
Neat. Yeah.
You know,
right.
And you know, that's what scares people is if it's a contract, like I have to do it.
Yeah.
But you're saying no, you could just call you and say, hey, every Wednesday, my mom needs to go grocery shopping. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's next for you? There has to be more stuff that's coming with the steady stream of income from all different places.
God.
Well, every one of her clients is going to be donned in some nice looking jewelry.
Yeah.
Right? For sure.
Yeah. So what's next?
I mean, definitely expanding, like I said, with the real estate and expanding my jewelry. I mean, like I said, I have so many passions that I love.
How do you get this guy to work for you?
Oh, or work with you? That's a work in progress.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress. But he's good. Like, he's my techie guy. So he does all of my, you know, internet stuff, my
website,
documents. So he's good. He's a keeper.
Yeah, it's so good to have someone on the show that is that loves what she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
And doing it and really giving a service to the community that people are not bounded by a contract that you have to come into their home 3 days a week, 5 days a week. Yeah. It's more tapered to like the every, I mean, times are changing.
Yeah.
We all see what's happening with Uber and Lyft and Uber Eats and all that. People are now using it to clean their houses. So it's like that, you know, somebody says, hey, I want somebody to come in and help my mom with bathing, dressing and grooming 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Or I want somebody to take my mom to the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. And so you are offering people a break.
Yeah.
A real big break, which a lot of people don't have.
And we go back to the same thing about resources in the community, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just, you know, that this particular business is fantastic, but from a standpoint of Aging Matters and so forth, a great referral source for you.
Yes.
Because there's lots of folks that, once again, don't have the money, don't have the resources to be in full-time care, and could technically stay in their home if they were safe.
Right.
And that's the whole thing. It's so nice to have a company that actually does a well care check.
Oh, yes.
That does all, make sure that they get the food that they need and the resources. So you're like the, you know, like a smaller version of the United Way, right? The United Way has 63, I believe it is, funding sources that they give and resources that they give. You're such a great resource to the community. And you're primarily in Southern, I mean, do you do all of Brevard County?
Well, we do Brevard, Osceola, Orange, and Seminole. So we're in four counties.
That's wonderful. Yeah. But here's the thing, too. Like, if you go into a home and you say to someone, you need to drink Ensure 3 times a day, they probably listen to her better than their children.
Yeah.
Because it's their service to them, you know. So sometimes it's good to have that outside voice coming in.
Yeah.
Because especially with the elderly, they'll listen to somebody else. Now, you know what? A good place for referrals, too, for a business like yours is the bank.
Yeah.
You know how many bankers see people who are getting older, losing a little bit of memory, and they need a place like yours because they see people coming in disheveled. Their hair is not combed, you know, whatever, and families coming in or whatever. How about DNRs and stuff like that? Do you encourage the people you see to know what their life's wishes are?
Most definitely. I think that that's something that is extremely important because I've seen so many people that you don't know, and it's chaos.
Like a living will, a DNR. Because I think because when they get older and sicker, it's not the time in the hospital parking lot
to try to figure out.
To figure out if moms want to go in a nursing home or go on hospice or get a feeding tube.
Yeah, and that's one of the questions that we ask in our in-home assessments, too. Do you have a living will? What are, you know, advanced directives? What do you have? And so at least on our end, we know that, you know, they do have those. So.
What an amazing woman you are.
I know. She's so calm. She's
Thank
so calm.
So, so one more time with your website and information of how people can get a hold of you.
So website is www.elitechoicecompanioncare.com and phone number is 321-361-9999.
And we'll have all of that on our Facebook page as well as our website. Yes. And once again, Sita, thank you so much for another fantastic show with Laura Kutrib with the Humane Society and Tuxes and Tails, and with our friend now Angela Shackelford, who's right here with us today with Elite Choice Companion Care. Once again, another fantastic show. Folks, tune in next week, next Monday at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here on 1510 WWBC with another edition of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
The preceding program may not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of WWBC. You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.